For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with veterinarian Richard Pitcairn on homeopathic remedies for pets. That'll be very interesting, and Village Green, by the way, does carry pet medications. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows as well. Also, visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. The Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. I do have a guest today, and we're very excited about Karen Threkeld, and she's a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and she specializes in integrative medicine, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, nutritional supplementation, and herbal medicine. Today, our topic is the holistic approach to using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And before we start, I'm going to go over some information and news that you can use in your everyday health. Immunity is a good topic right now because we're in the winter and so many people suffer with the weather changes especially. We don't adapt too well when it's 50 degrees one day and 30 degrees another day. So what can we do about our immunity? Well, some basics. Our immunity, our ability to get diseases or to protect ourselves is based on something you've probably heard me say a number of times, environmental modification of gene expression. And what that means is it's what we come into the world with and what we do to it. And there's another fancy term that goes with that called epigenetics. It's a relatively new term, relatively new, I would say, in the last 15 years. Epigenetics means around genetics. We've always known that genes are solid. Genes can be mutated, but that's rare. Genes tend to function the same. However, genes can express themselves differently, become very plastic, based on what we do. And it's called gene expression. And this is why identical twins don't always have identical illnesses and experience the same level of health. So they come into the world with the same gene set. And new studies have shown as the older that identical twins become and the more different their environment and exposures, the more different their gene expressions can be. So if we do something positive, then the gene expression is going to go in a healthy way. If we do it negatively, it goes into a poor health way or gives us trouble. So what can we do about that? I think it gives us a lot of power. I think knowing this piece of information is very powerful. When I was educated, genes were solid. There was nothing you could do about it. In fact, I was told that there was nothing you could do about heart disease until someone had a heart attack. Well, we know that's not true anymore, that there is a lot that we can do to change that predisposition. I also use the term straws on the camel's back. If you have a very strong camel, it can tolerate a lot of straws. A weak camel cannot. So it's both what load, or what we call the total load, we experience, and how we individually respond to it. And it's not just about taking the last straw off the camel's back. It's about really improving the camel and trying to eliminate as many negatives as you can. So what can we do to support immunity? There are some very easy things. Love, laughter, friendship, and hope. And I don't know if you've ever read the literature that when you laugh, your immune system improves. It's a remarkable effect. So laughter is very important. If you're ill or dealing with a lot, it's not the time to see a heavy, sad movie. It's not the time to do that. Try to see some silly movies, ones that just make you giggle and laugh. Love is critical. Love nurtures us. Friendship, very important. And women tend to master this in different ways than men do. Women tend to have a multiplicity of friends. But friendship is important whether you have one friend or many friends. And hope. If we don't have hope for the future and where we're going, it's hard to be positive and to feel good. Exercise, stretching, weights, and aerobic. Move, anything. Anything you do is better than nothing at all. I have a little pedometer, and I found one that all you have to do is leave it in your pocket or your purse, and it records. You don't have to worry about whether it's hooked to you or not. Exposure to sunlight, so critical. And without sunscreen, now this flies in the face of what we're told, but we need sun exposure to make vitamin D. And if we're in an environment where we can't, then we need to have our vitamin D tested, and we need to supplement. The optimum test range is 60 to 80 nanograms per ml. So vitamin D deficiency is serious, and it increases the risk for cancer of the skin, prostate, breast, colon, lungs, and more. And we're avoiding the sun in order to not get skin cancer, but if we have low vitamin D, we're going to be more susceptible to skin cancer. So you have to have the D, whether you get the sun exposure or not. And it's interesting, we make about 10,000 units of D in probably 20 minutes of sun exposure. It depends. Those with darker skin need longer exposure, and those with lighter skin need less exposure. Organic foods as much as possible. Otherwise, you're just taking doses of pesticides and chemicals. We've got 85,000 man-made chemicals in our environment, and most of those have never been tested. People find that odd. I still find that impossible to comprehend. We want real foods that are part of the human diet and what humans have consumed for all of human history. Fish, poultry, meat, eggs, beans, nuts, seeds, vegetables, and fruits. And the closer to nature, the better. If tolerated, organic, non-homogenized milk products and, of course, whole grains. Some of those foods are not well tolerated. But if tolerated, those are fine. Nutritional supplements, three basics for everyone. A probiotic, good flora for the gut. It's hard to get enough of those because we are so exposed to antibiotics, trace amounts in our water supply and those that are taken. And fermented foods are very important. Kombucha, kefir, cultured butter, yogurts, homemade sauerkraut. I actually prefer coconut yogurt. Everyone needs the probiotic, a multiple vitamin mineral for age, stage, and gender, and omega-3 fatty acids in the diet or as supplements. You've heard us talk about that before. And we get exposure to common microbes in the environment, and we've been living too sterilized. We need those exposures. We need to get some dirt, and we need to get our feet planted on the earth, planted in the sand, planted in the dirt. Very important. Some of the things that damage immunity, trans fatty acids, artificial sweeteners, they interfere with cell membrane function, harmful additives, pesticides, preservatives, and the grass list generally recognized as safe is getting shorter as they find more and more substances that are not healthful to us. Exposure to man-made chemicals, cleaning and washing chemicals, personal care products, plants, fire retardants, petrochemicals, pesticides, etc. Sugar and everything containing it, sweet, soft drinks, confectionery, ice creams, etc. Processed carbohydrates, cakes, biscuits, chips, snacks, breakfast cereals, cold cereals, white bread and pasta. Now, even whole grain breads and pasta are refined, and unless they have a lot of fiber, you're really maybe getting a little more nutrients in them, but they're still glycemic. They raise sugar significantly. And exposure to man-made radiation, the electronic screens, TVs and computers. I mean, our modern life has given us a whole different exposure than humans have had for 2 million years of human history, 200,000 years of modern human history. In an eye blink, in the last 100 to 200 years, we have changed dramatically. We've had a lot of expansion in technology and wonderful achievements, but with that has come a price. And lack of exposure to common microbes is making us sick. I mentioned that again, that we need the good bugs. Why do babies constantly put everything in their mouths? They are culturing themselves. Unfortunately, they're also getting exposed to a lot of chemicals if we're not careful about the carpets we have, the products that we use on babies. So that's just a quick rundown. I want to introduce Karen right now. It's a pleasure to have Karen Threkell. And she, as I said, she's a doctor of naturopathic medicine and specializes in integrative medicine, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, nutritional supplementation, and herbal medicine. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thanks for having me, Dana.
Well, it's a pleasure. Karen and I know each other. We won't say how long we go back, but it's long, and we've both enjoyed a wide variety of experience in alternative medicine. First of all, tell us a little bit about what you do and your background and where you work.
Well, I've been in practice for 11 years. I work at Restorative Health with Dr. Ali Safian, and we've worked together for most of my career, probably a good 10 years now. And when I was in school, the thought was coming around that maybe medical doctors and naturopathic doctors could actually work together. And it was a really wonderful time to be in school because I went to National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, and we had the Oregon Health Science University up the hill from us, which was a medical school. And we actually had events of medical students and naturopathic medical students doing something together. So we were trying to get to know each other and start to work together. So I grew up with that idea, if you will, while I was in medical school. And continued with that after I graduated. I began working with a different physician initially and then met Dr. Safian a couple of years later. We have since practiced together. And it's been really wonderful to have that strong conventional medical backbone to work with. But then you have the naturopathic, less traditional side as well. So they really blend well together. We come from different strengths. And often a patient will end up seeing both of us for different reasons, and it works perfectly well together. And so Dr. Safian and I have begun working together on the hormones as well. When I was in school, I did not focus on hormones. When you are in school, really, you're learning to be a general practitioner of the natural world. And so after you graduate, you can specialize. And I really ended up working with hormones simply because those were the people who were interested in coming to see me, primarily women, and women have special issues. And so to help my patients better, I was learning more and more about how hormones affect the body and different ways of working with it. Eventually came to the bioidentical hormones, although there are also herbs and concentrated creams that you can use as well. And I just found it somewhat fascinating that we have this problem, not necessarily globally. A lot of this is happening in the United States. We have a large population in our patient population who are European, and they don't really have PMS, uterine fibroids, ovarian cysts, fibrocystic breast disease, until they move to the United States.
Well, we're going to talk more about that because that's new, I'm sure, to some of our listeners. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you lots of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in. And next Sunday, Kevin will be discussing with veterinarian Richard Pitcar homeopathic remedies for pets. Very interesting subject. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows and also get lots of good information about supplements and your health. The guest today is Karen Threckel, and she's a doctor of naturopathic medicine on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and that's our subject for the day. We've been talking in the first segment just about a little bit of background, and Karen's final statement I want to spin off on, because Western culture women have a lot more problems with hormones, and this has been something that not everybody's aware of, that our menstrual cycles in the Western culture, our whole reproductive cycle, is quite altered by the way we live, what we're exposed to, the foods we eat, chemicals. So let's talk about that, and then let's talk a little bit about what bioidentical hormone therapy is.
Sure. Well, I think part of the problem that American women are having is, first of all, based in nutrition. You always have to bring it back to what are you feeding your body. You need magnesium, you need zinc to make hormones in the first place, and magnesium is one of the most efficient minerals in the body. Why? It's really not in the soils very much anymore due to poor farming practices. And so the foods that you would normally eat, like your whole grains and legumes to get magnesium, just don't have the quantity in it that we require anymore. There's actually a laboratory that you can do to find this out, but most people simply need to take some extra magnesium to make these hormones. Other problems in our toxic environment, things such as plastics, things that interfere with your body using hormones, can be a huge problem. Detoxification, if your liver is not detoxifying well, if you are not eliminating properly, then your body may recycle estrogen and give you a more difficult period. So all of these things really compound each other, and it can be difficult to figure out exactly where you need to start, but essentially all these things need to be addressed. And there are a number of different ways of addressing it, from we're looking at nutrition. You can look at using compounded creams, and then you can eventually use the bioidentical hormones if required. I really look at it in a tiered way because you don't necessarily need hormone therapy. And depending on the age, it may not be a good idea anyway. I find it much more difficult to use the bioidentical hormones with a cycling woman because the woman is still making hormones, and that may fluctuate from month to month. You never really know exactly how it's going to be. So sometimes you feel like you're playing catch-up using hormones with a cycling woman. Sometimes that's very appropriate. Sometimes you have an illness where that's required. You need something that's strong. But a menopausal woman, in a sense, it's a lot easier to use bioidentical hormones because her hormones are already so low, you don't have to worry as much about compounding what the body is already doing. It's a lot easier to control and figure out exactly what the right dose would be for her. Herbs, I should mention the herbs. That's also a really wonderful thing, especially for a cycling woman, to help her control her cycle a little bit better. So that's almost like the icing on the cake, as long as you are looking at the underlying problem of why you would be having any sort of menstrual issue. Cleaning up the diet, exercising, looking at stress, looking at your community as well. I think that's something that, as Americans, we really lack. And when I think about how other cultures, how healthier they are sometimes, they have a stronger community than we do, I think. Maybe it's because we're in Washington, D.C. that I'm getting this impression, and I'm sure it's different in other parts of our country, but I think that's a really big piece of the puzzle that we don't necessarily address. It's the whole mind-body-spirit issue when you're truly trying to help somebody be as healthy as possible. You can treat just a menstrual issue, but that will only get you so far, and something else might happen down the road. So again, it's also being about preventive and trying to think ahead of what all the different issues may be to cause this problem in the first place.
I like the way you mentioned the community. The old term was going to the well, when the women in the community would meet at the well to draw water and talk and bond. We don't really have as much of that, mm-hmm. although I will say that there's a movement in this country to set up individual multi-purpose little communities, mini communities that have housing, simple housing, single family dwellings, and then businesses and shops, and central parks and places they can walk to quite easily. So we're getting to that, getting back to the way it used to be. What's old is new again. I'm very interested in the fact that you said how difficult it is in a cycling woman to support or to use hormone therapy, bioidentical hormone therapy. I would assume that what that means is that we address the core. You mentioned magnesium, the omega-3s, herbs that can support the metabolism so her hormone metabolism can improve. And I work with patients as well, not to the degree that you do, and I don't have the expertise that you have with the bioidentical hormones, but I am familiar with trying to get that cycle to improve, and we've certainly seen fertility expand. I've had many women who thought that they could no longer get pregnant because of their age and the change in their menstrual cycle, and I often say when this cycle improves, you can get pregnant, and it does happen. So we always give that little warning. It's always very interesting. But tell us a little bit more about what you do differently for a cycling woman and then for a woman who's perimenopausal, menopausal.
Sure. Well, with a cycling woman, initially, it seemed very logical to simply use a bioidentical progesterone because most of what women are going through is known as estrogen dominance. And that's a relative term. That can either mean that you actually have a normal amount of progesterone but an excess of estrogen, which has been consumed from your environment, either breathing in toxic air or just the plastics that are being burned off. They're in your environment. You're going to breathe them in or from meats that are not organic. It could even be indicating a deficiency in how your liver metabolizes estrogen. So either way, you have more estrogen in your body than you do progesterone. Or it could mean you have a normal amount of estrogen in your body, but simply not enough progesterone. Now, why would your progesterone be low? Stress is the number one factor. Progesterone is top of the food chain to make those stress hormones cortisol in particular. So if you have a high-stress lifestyle, or even simply you've had a lot of stress over a number of years, it's not so bad now, but maybe a few years ago it was really bad, and you're having a hard time bouncing back, then your progesterone has declined because all that progesterone, a lot of that progesterone, I should say, was used to make that cortisol hormone. So it's going to be low.
That's very fascinating. I think that's a new piece of information, that we are spending our progesterone to make the stress hormones. So here we have a real biochemical description of the symptoms that we see that present in people with stress.
Exactly. So treating stress would be one of those foundational things. Again, going back to nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, sleep. Working on stress control, ideally, you know, within yourself, whether that is meditation or yoga, something that you enjoy, something that replenishes you. But you can also use herbs and nutrients to help as well. So getting that in place will help your body make its own progesterone better. You won't need as much treatment in addition to that. But if you are experiencing a symptom, you probably don't want to wait around long enough for that to really kick in, because it might take months to really start feeling like you're getting back on your feet. So we'll do that, and then we'll go ahead and take the next step at the same time. And that might involve using some herbs, if that seems appropriate, or we might say, well, let's actually use some progesterone and see how you feel. I use less progesterone now with cycling women than I used to, simply because of the complication I mentioned earlier. What I find is when you use a bioidentical progesterone with a woman, remember this is a pharmacy-grade prescription, so it's strong, especially if you use too much. And if you do use too much for what that particular woman's body wants, you can feel depressed and groggy and dizzy, lightheaded. It's a sedative, and so you can feel that pretty quickly. And I find that if we got benefit from using the progesterone, if the periods got easier and that really makes the woman happy, she doesn't want to give up using the progesterone, sometimes we'll actually have to use a little bit of estrogen as well to balance that out. And so that's one way of using the hormones. And it can get a little bit complicated, because that's when you start feeling like you're chasing down the woman's cycle, because it can make the woman go into estrogen dominance a little bit more easily, and then you have frequent periods, you might have a little bit more PMS. So you're always going up and down in that balance sometimes. It depends on how the woman's body uses it. So if we get into that situation, then we can just back off and use something like an over-the-counter concentrated standardized progesterone cream, or just use some herbs, some Vitex or licorice or Dioscorea. Those are wonderful herbs. Even evening primrose oil can be strong enough to even out or balance out the woman's cycle or any issue she may be having.
Yes, I like that you mentioned this difference, the play between estrogen and progesterone, that so sets us up for the PMS. That's, to me, PMS and cramps are the first sign that the menstrual cycle is diseased, is dysfunctional. It's considered normal in this culture, but of course that just means it's common. It's not healthy. And I do find that people are surprised when I say you should not know the menstrual is coming. It arrives, there's 3 days, there's no heavy bleeding, no cramps, and menopause comes the same way. It just happens. That is not the common experience, which is why we do have to compensate for what we've done over generations and with the environment to our bodies. And I love that you've mentioned the herbs, and we may want to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment as well. We like our listeners to be able to make a change as soon as they hear this show. They can do something that day to make a difference in their bodies and in their health. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the day. And we are having a wonderful discussion with Karen Threckle. She's a naturopathic physician, and we are talking about bioidentical hormone replacement and all things hormonal. So we will be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care, to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood. From farm to tablet, our name is our promise.
For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on homeopathic remedies for pets. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows, so they're always available to you. And our guest today is Karen Threckle. We've been having an interesting discussion on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and we've been talking, too, about the background of why we need replacement therapy, why the menstrual cycle of the Western female is off, and we've talked about diet. Karen mentioned diet and the lack of magnesium. Magnesium is so important to hormones. It's for all the M words: mood, mind, menstrual, memory, myocardium, which is heart, muscles, metabolism, and bowel movements. So magnesium affects 75% of the enzymes in the body. Very important if you're looking at hormones and stabilizing them. We also talked about the estrogen dominance, and Karen, you mentioned that we've got estrogens in the environment. The PCBs are estrogenic. We also know now that bisphenol A, they call them endocrine disruptors, which I think, though accurate, isn't as impressive as saying they make more estrogen. It's what we call xenoestrogen, xenohormones, foreign. And the one thing that signals a huge change in Western cultures is this change in when the menstrual starts. In the 1800s, it was about 17 years old, 16 or 17. 1900s, around mid-1900s, it was more down at 15, and then it dropped to 14 and 13, and then 12. And it has now dropped to 10 years old to 12 years old. With some females showing signs, physical signs, ahead of time at 6 and 8 years old. And if this keeps going, we're in trouble.
There is another factor as to why we're seeing these earlier menstrual cycles beginning is the weight, that overweight girls and boys are going to produce more hormones, and when the girls are producing estrogens, it's a problem. The estrogens also affected male development, and that's something that's not talked about as often. So we are getting this foreign estrogen overload, which certainly pushes us further into these imbalances. So can you keep up the conversation that we've been talking about with what's helpful and herbs, nutrients, and the bioidentical hormones?
Sure. I've found one of the things that you really need to keep in mind that's somewhat easy to do to try to help your body keep up with this estrogen dominance in our environment is cruciferous vegetables. They are designed to help us convert our stronger estrogens into the weaker estrogen, estriol. Estriol is not very dominant in the body unless the woman is pregnant. It's known to be a very protective form of estrogen. And there's a rather unique test that you can use to determine if you have higher risk of having too many aggressive estrogens in your body, if you will, whether that's genetically determined or if you're taking it in from your environment. There's a 24-hour urine hormone test that you can use to decide if you are having too much of an influence and how you can help yourself. And the cruciferous vegetables are specifically the things that can do that. Iodine can be useful, but I don't suggest taking iodine willy-nilly. That can interfere with your thyroid. So if that is a consideration, I would suggest you speak with your doctor first. But these are just ideas of different ways of helping your body deal with estrogen better, because we are working on the environment, but certainly it's not going to change overnight, so we have to deal with what we've been given and protect ourselves. And the fact that detoxification is required, you mentioned, heavier people are going to have more of a problem with hormones. Our body fat stores estrogen. And so actually, ironically, women, if they're heavier in their menopausal years, don't always have a very bad menopause because you're getting additional estrogen.
You're generating it in the fat
cells. Right. So it's somewhat helpful on that side, but ultimately unhealthy.
Yes. And the fat also stores toxins.
Exactly.
So as people lose weight too quickly, they have to be very diligent about taking antioxidants to and magnesium to help get rid of the toxins that they're releasing. I used to think that that was not based on science, but in more recent studies, we clearly see that that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what the cruciferous vegetables are.
Brussels sprouts, broccoli, kale, cauliflower, all those hearty, green, and colorful vegetables that most of us probably don't like very much, but they're really good for you.
Well, and I always tell people if they absolutely can't stand them, there are some products, some patented products. I call it the broccoli factor. And I also recommend greens if people are not willing to do that, green powders that they can mix in maybe a vegetable juice if that's possible. If not, they even put them in capsules. So there are ways, I think, that we can sneak around. It's not always ideal, but I'm a believer that anything positive that you can get someone to do is a benefit. That it's not up to us to demand that they be perfect, but to be a resource. And I also believe that once you make a few healthy changes, you're willing to make more, and that it becomes a snowball, a good snowball, getting bigger.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the easy little things that you can do every day that accumulate, and you're not going to feel fantastic every day. That's simply not life. You're going to go up and down. But if you have the good basics in your life every day, moving every day, you have to exercise. That helps you detoxify. It moves the blood as well. Having some sort of green every day or even every other day. If you can really focus on these things on the weekend when you have a little bit of time, that's great. Give yourself that little bit of an inch. You don't have to be perfect about this. Maybe just be aware that you're trying to help yourself and you're doing a good job. It just doesn't have to be perfect.
Excellent advice. Give us a little bit more information about the bioidentical hormones, how they support normal hormone function, and how you adjust that. You addressed it a little bit, but I'd like to discuss more of it.
Well, I'd like to point out first that there is a difference between using natural hormones and bioidentical hormones. They start off the same. the estrogen and testosterone is derived from soy. The progesterone is derived from Dioscorea or wild yam, it's also known as. And then if you use them in an herbal form, you could say that's sort of a natural hormone, even though it's an herb. But if you concentrate it into, say, a cream, then yeah, that's more like the natural hormone that we're accustomed to seeing. And you'll see that more so over the counter with progesterone. The estrogen and testosterone is more of a prescription. But if you then take that same cream and concentrate it further, make it a pharmaceutical dose so it's stronger, and actually chemically change it to make it, the chemical itself, look identical to what our own estrogen, progesterone, testosterone look like. It is truly identical to what our own bodies make. And the benefit of that is your body can use it better. It's going to fit into the receptor properly. Your body's going to know how to use it and then dispose of it when it's done. I think that's part of why we get into trouble, perhaps some women do, with the hormones that are not bioidentical. They don't look exactly like what your body uses. Sometimes they hit your body the wrong way. The progesterone that is not bioidentical is actually not even progesterone. It's a chemical called a progestin. So it's not progesterone, but it does use the same receptor, so it's considered progesterone in and of itself, essentially. Testosterone is bioidentical either way you go, but you can compound it and make it have fewer chemicals in it. So all the way around, I would say the bioidentical hormones are a cleaner medicine that you could use. You tailor it to exactly what that woman or man needs. And remember, men can use bioidentical hormones as well. And so I always start off with a small dose, generally going with by their symptom, although in our practice, we're extraordinarily cautious with who uses hormones, because although they're bioidentical, the jury is still out exactly how safe they are. We presume they're safer than the synthetic hormones, but there aren't any long-term studies available to say exactly how safe they are. So in our practice, we take a very long time to educate our men and women who want to use these hormones so that they understand that, that there is risk, not 100% guaranteed that they are risk-free. And because we don't have those long-term studies available supporting the safety, we use the same kind of risk that is associated with the synthetic as we do with the bioidentical. So we say, in a sense, they're kind of the same that way, only because we don't know and we don't want to lead you down a road thinking that they're 100% safe. But that said, I will tell you from my experience, the kind of side effects women and men have had from these hormones are very minimal. They're the more benign on the list that you'll see, more like when I earlier said that with progesterone, you can feel a lower mood or dizzy or groggy rather than having something like blood clots or heart disease. Those sort of things we don't really see. And the beauty of the hormones, the bioidentical hormones, is most of them are in creams. So you can change them just a smidge and find exactly the right dose you need. Estrogen and testosterone I will only use in a cream, because orally they can be inflammatory, and inflammation is one of the key factors to just about every disease you can think of right now. Progesterone doesn't seem to be as inflammatory, so I can use that in either a pill or a cream. I'll use it in a pill if somebody's having sleep problems. It seems to be more sedative that way. So I'll alternate with that depending on what the woman uses or the man requires. And so we start off using a little bit of a standardized dose for our women, and then they'll be on it for a couple months. They'll come back and let us know how they're doing, and then we may change it or we may not. If they're doing great, sometimes we hit the mark the first time, because most women just need a little bit. And there's a certain range that you use. You don't want to use an extraordinarily high amount. Some people do like to suggest more the better, because it makes you feel like Superwoman. And that feels great, but you can't sustain that. I liken it to when people need to use prednisone for one reason or another. You can feel fantastic on prednisone, but you know you can't use it long term. It has serious side effects. So sometimes that's the hardest person to work with. If they've seen somebody else and they put them on very high estrogen in particular, I have to try to bring them down off of that. And sometimes it's hard because they're used to feeling phenomenally good. It's like a high, but it's not healthy ultimately.
Well, very wise and very well explained. We are talking with Dr. Karen Sreckel, a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and we're talking about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and we've really gotten into a lot of peripheral issues about all things hormonal. And if you've just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and reminding you that next week you can hear Kevin. He will be talking about homeopathic remedies for pets. Very interesting subject. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., but you can also catch this show and every other show by going to the Village Green website, myvillagegreen.com, and you can access and download those so you can walk and get your exercise and listen to us talk. Our guest today has been Karen Threckle, and she's a doctor of naturopathic medicine. And she has been talking to us about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, but we've been talking about all the hormone pathways and what we can do nutritionally, what we can eat, how we can change the way our hormones respond. And I'm always reminded of the fact that we're sort of like a pinball machine in the way our hormone pathways function. And if that pinball machine is balanced, we should be making healthier metabolites of the hormones. But if we're imbalanced, then we can go toward our predisposition to making negative or cancer-promoting metabolites. And this is where people become concerned about hormone therapy. And it's why, in addressing hormone imbalances, Dr. Threckle has talked about the use of the nutrients. I see those nutrients as altering this pinball machine so that no matter where you put the hormone in, it doesn't end up in the corner of bad metabolites. Sort of a layman's view of it, but it makes sense, and that's why it's so important you address the testing that people can do. It's so important to identify these pathways and testing so that we can treat them appropriately. And I'm also reminded, the description you gave, Dr. Threckle, of the hormones, the way you use them, why they're natural, how they're effective. I'm reminded of the earlier studies where Premarin and Provera were used. And Premarin is from pregnant. It's estrogen from pregnant mare's urine, which is where the Premarin came from, as you well know. And that the Provera was this progestin you mentioned. There was literature at that time that these were up to 40 times more cancer-promoting than the natural hormones. Now, that was a very scientific presentation, and they talked about which cytochromes were affected, and you would have to know that those were cancer-promoting. So it wasn't a headline, unfortunately, but that was known for a long time before the study saw problems and everybody said, yikes, hormones are bad. But you explained it very nicely, and I like your conservative approach in your practice. So let's talk more on this subject, and what do our listeners need to know that we have not told them yet?
Well, I think I'd like to say first that although we're talking about hormones and the use of them with all kinds of different issues, primarily people think about using bioidentical hormones for menopause, and we have to remember menopause is not a disease. It's a collection of symptoms. And when we have symptoms, our bodies are trying to talk to us. That's really what it is. It's a problem, yes, but it can't be ignored. It's the only way our body knows how to communicate with us. So we need to know how to interpret that properly for each individual. And I mentioned earlier, I like the tiered system, working with the foundation of diet and lifestyle. If you need additional help, then you can look at specialized nutrients, getting into specific minerals perhaps, and then the herbs. And I just think the herbs are very nice, a nice place to start. There are lots of different herbs you can use, particularly, for example, with a cycling woman. Evening primrose oil is really wonderful. It's rather like taking in a food. I like also Vitex. Vitex is a very balanced herb. I like to use that for women who are just a little bit maybe off kilter, not that bad, or if they're having a hard time ovulating. It can help with that. Licorice is very interesting. It's kind of a favorite of mine because it does so many different things. It's actually very useful for stress. It increases the half-life of cortisol, so it helps your body not need to make as much cortisol. So it takes the burden off your body, gives it a little vacation, if you will. It's also antimicrobial, and it's slightly progesteronic. You do have to be careful with licorice. It can cause water retention if you have high blood pressure. That can be a problem. Doesn't affect everybody, but it's something to be aware of. And then I look at Dioscorides perhaps being a stronger progesterone herb because that's primarily what it does. All the other herbs can do other things as well. And so understanding how much strength you need from an herb can be where you start with that. And also looking at the whole picture, you know, if you have a lot of stress going on, it might be nice to use that licorice and do two things at once. And that's what a lot of these nutrients and herbs do for us. You don't have to use a different medicine for every single thing that's going on. And of course, you should always be thinking about, well, why do I need this in the first place? And always make sure that you have your lifestyle and your diet in place. And then you move up the tier from there to the concentrated progesterone creams or the bioidentical hormones. After a woman's gotten into menopause, she might be so uncomfortable that she just wants a heavier hit, and she wants to have those hormone prescriptions, and that's fine. And sometimes that's what you need to do. Medicines were designed to be used short-term. We weren't supposed to rely on them for years and years and years. It's to protect the body, sometimes in an acute situation. It's also to buy you time to figure out what's really going on here. You have menopausal symptoms. Why? Well, let's look at your diet. Let's look at your lifestyle. How toxic are you? I'm a big fan of the far infrared sauna therapy, and I think if anyone were able to really focus on detoxification on a regular basis, a lot of these problems would go away. You have to get rid of the things from inside of your body, from inside your environment as well, that are causing you to be sick. This doesn't just happen overnight. It's not miscellaneous. Things happen for a reason. It takes detective work to figure out what it is. But getting this stuff out of your body through sauna therapy, other herbs and nutrients that can be used as well, is extraordinarily important for now, for the symptom, but also long term, so you don't develop a problem later on.
I think you said that so well. And when I think of detox, we also think of the Epsom salt and soda baths. For those of you who are new to this, it's magnesium
sulfate as Epsom salt, and baking soda. And the pH is an important issue here. 1 to 2 cups each of Epsom salt and baking soda in tolerated hot water for 15 to 20 minutes, but you have to scrub and rinse afterwards. It's an old-timey cure, but it really works. So you're having your own mineral spring soak in your tub. And if you have a filter on your water so that you get pure water to soak in, you're going to be a lot better. Let's address, I want to go back to this issue that we keep coming back to the same thing that we talk about in every show, in every condition, which is what you've mentioned, lifestyle, diet, water, exercise, optimum nutritional status, detoxification, stress management, sleep. These are the core issues that I honestly think that patients go, oh, okay, but what can I take? It is easy to disregard because it just seems a little too simple or maybe too hard to do.
Very true, very true. Most of us have way too busy of a life. Whether we're working, we have families, it's just too hard to fit everything in. I'm not an exception to that. It's hard to get a good night's sleep. It takes a lot of effort, I think, for us to wind down and figure out a lifestyle that's going to work for us. And, you know, granted, we're in Washington, D.C., and I don't know how possible that is, but it needs to be said, it needs to be thought about a lot with each person, and sometimes it takes many, many office visits to really hammer home how important that is and really get the patient to understand, I do need to make a change. Every now and then, I find somebody who has actually quit their job because they finally got it and they said, I'm sick because of my work. I might love my work, but maybe I just need to work for a different company or a different boss. And when you get to that point, you're really starting to take control of your own health because you really are in control. If you're in a situation where life simply can't be changed, you have to have that job. You have your family. Of course, you don't want to change that. But if you can't get enough sleep, you're feeling tired, run down, and that's the start of it, that's when you can start to use more nutrients. If you need to use something stronger like herbs, that's how I look at it. I always tell my patients, you know, this is in addition to making sure you're eating well, not eating processed foods or sugars, eating a well-rounded, balanced diet. And you don't have to get into really fancy food. You know, people are eating raw. They're eating all kinds of superfoods. And that's great. That's wonderful. If that feels right for you, absolutely go for it. But most people just need a simple diet. You don't have to get fancy or complicated. I think when people think about changing their diet, they get overwhelmed. Unless you're eating at some fast food restaurant every day, you can get away with going to the supermarket and just buying real food. One of the things I think most nutritionists and NDs are taught is shop the periphery of the grocery store. Just don't go into the middle. Don't get anything in a box. And you're pretty good to go. If you do have to get something in a box, then if it has 10 ingredients or less and you understand exactly what those ingredients are, that's probably okay. So you can keep it simple. And there's a lot you can do for yourself on a daily basis. And if certain things can't be changed, then there are other ways of helping your body to get you through and maintain your health.
Well, that is so well said, and you remind me, one of the changes that I made early on was that my lunch hour is absolute. I don't miss it, maybe not even once a month. For me to give it up is really big, and I eat an organic meal at an organic restaurant in peace. Well, I hope that's been helpful to you listeners, and thank you, Dr. Threckle, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We will definitely have you back. I do want to thank you listeners for being with us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, reminding you can access the show or any previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan.
Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.